Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host of the Daily Challenges. Our challenges are meant to help you explore what it means to follow Jesus, even as part of a busy commuting lifestyle. So we have a weekly rhythm that we follow, where every Monday we introduce an idea for the week, every Tuesday we study it in the Bible, every Wednesday we see how that changes and transforms our thinking, Thursdays we try to apply and live out what we've learned. Friday is a day for prayer and reflection. Saturday is a day for rest, and then Sunday's a day for community, especially Christian community. If you live in the east end of the GTA, around Ajax, then I'd invite you to join us for a brand new Christian community we've started called Redeemer Church's Family Room. It's a great church where people of all ages worship and learn together in one space, in teachings that are tied to the daily challenges you're watching right now. For more information, you should visit redeemerajax.ca. Now, right now, we're in a series called Jesus Is. Builds on a series we did in the fall up to Christmas, where we were doing what God is. We were learning about God from God's different characteristics that we could learn from different stories in the Bible. It ended with God is here, that God actually came to earth as Jesus. So that's right where this series picks up. Who is this Jesus who is actually God in the flesh here on earth? Well, this week we're going to be studying how Jesus is perfect, how Jesus is perfect and sinless and holy and all kinds of other things that sound great about him but might be discouraging to you. We'll look at why this is not actually discouraging but encouraging. One of the most memorable moments from my wedding was when the preacher leaned down over the pulpit, looked at my wife and I and said, "You are not perfect people." He said it with a very condescending English accent too, so it was especially effective at making us feel small and helping us recognize we aren't perfect. And you know what? It's the most memorable moment because it's the one we have quoted most over the years as we look back at our marriage and our wedding. We are not perfect people. It was good advice. It was a good reminder. It got a good laugh, but it was also good advice because we mortals often forget we are mortal human beings. When we start to act or think that we have it all figured out, that we are perfect and good and everything else is wrong in the world but us. We might act that way, but it's not true. We also have a tendency to look for perfection in others, to demand perfection in others, even when we are not perfect ourselves. That's why it was important to say at a marriage ceremony, to remind ourselves that we ourselves are not perfect, and not to look for perfection in our partner either. Now, our friend didn't tell us that in his sermon to make us feel small or to make us feel bad or to make him look perfect. Rather, he said those things to remind us not to look for perfection in ourselves or in our partner, but to look for perfection in Jesus. He wanted us to look throughout our marriage and our lives at Jesus. That's where he wanted us to keep our focus, because Jesus alone has lived the perfect life. He's the only one who won't let us down when we look to him for perfection, even though we can let ourselves down and we can let each other down. In marriage, in work, in life, in parenting, whatever your circumstances, we're not perfect, others aren't perfect, but Jesus is, and that's what we'll explore this week. But in the meantime, here's something for you to discuss with some friends, neighbors, colleagues, fellow commuters, somebody else in your life you can share our challenges with and start some great spiritual conversations. When have been the moments you've realized, painfully or happily, that you aren't perfect? When was it most obvious to you and others that you weren't perfect? And how did you move on? Have a great discussion. I'll see you tomorrow.